I think we've noticed that during our lesson tonight and even some of the singing, that unity in the church is quite the stressed topic. It's stressed quite a bit. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 reads, "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Same love, one accord, like mind. Anytime a passage begins with therefore, as we have been learning, including this evening, it's really essential for a proper study of the Bible to determine the context of the words that follow. In other words, back up a little bit. And failing to do so could cause us to fail to study God's word accurately. And many fools will look at God's word and they will make it fit what they believe. But the wise, only the wise, will look at God's word and wonder, what is it that God wants me to do? What is his command? What should I obey? So I've got a question for you to consider tonight. And that question is, how do you look at God's word? How do you look at God's word? So back to context. This letter to the church at Philippi was written by Paul around AD 62, about 30 years after Christ, while Paul was in prison in Rome. And Paul's connection to the church in Philippi is described quite accurately in Acts chapter 16. Paul was guided to Philippi first by a vision, something we often call the Macedonian call. He first preached to a group of women who had gathered on the Sabbath for prayer by the river, and he converted Lydia and her household. And then Paul and his companion Silas were beaten and imprisoned. But prison bars could not hold them, nor could the prison bars hold back the gospel as their jailer was converted. And thus the church was planted in Philippi, from where it would spread even further. Now, Paul's letter, this letter of Paul's to the Philippians 10 years later, is, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and in part it was response to the generous support that Paul had received quite frequently over the years, as we can read in chapter 4 of Philippians. It's an affectionate letter offering thanks, praise, caution, and guidance to the church at Philippi, just as it offers praise, as it offers caution and guidance to the brethren of the church today. So the therefore in Philippians 2:1 refers to the common experience of Christian brethren, preaching like Christ, living like Christ, and suffering like Christ. Again, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Same love, one accord, one mind. In other words, our Christian paths should be along the same path. Having the same love, the love that Christ and that God has for us, as we read, "In this the love of Christ was made, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God had sent his only Son, only begotten Son, into the world that we might live through him." That's 1 John 4, verse 9. There is no greater love than to want the best for another person. Want the best for one another. And what can be better than teaching the one doctrine, the only doctrine, that leads to salvation? Being of one accord means to share the same spirit. Being of one mind means to have the same understanding. The Apostle Paul continually stressed the need for a humble, unified church, unified under Christ, humble as in Christ. He even wrote the Ephesians in chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. In other words, humble, kind, and patient. Bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. One body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father. Do you get the theme? Do you get the theme of unity, of one? Now, each of us is able to choose out of our own free will to be like-minded. We can make the decision either to be like-minded or not to be like-minded. But once we decide, we own that decision. We own that decision. We own it, and we live or die by it through the consequences of our decision. So I urge you to make your decision not based upon what someone else told you, but because you decided based upon the facts presented in God's Word in context. Now, Paul described the gospel of Christ in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. God's plan of salvation requires that we believe the gospel, including recognizing that sin separates us from God. A true repentance means that we have to feel sorrow from our sins, and be willing to change from our old ways to walk a new life that leads to salvation. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Repentance is mandatory. And we must believe in the gospel and be willing to admit our belief that Christ is the Son of God. In Matthew 10:32, Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." And in Colossians 1:8, Paul writes, "And he, Christ, is the head of the body, the church." In order for Christ to save us, we have to be in the body. We have to be in his church. And in order to be added to his church, we have to follow the steps to salvation, including being baptized, having our sins washed away, rising and walking in newness of life, like Paul described in Romans 6, verse 4. And don't forget unity. Jesus prayed that we all be one with him and one with the Father on the night that he was betrayed. We become one with him only when we obey God's plan of salvation and walk in the light as he is in the light. So should you believe what I say? Should I believe what you say? No, we should all believe what Christ says through the Word of God. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 4. "Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill Paul's joy of being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, esteem others better than yourself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Look out for your own salvation, and be sure to look out for the needs of others. If you would like help achieving this unity in his church, or if you would like to be added to his church by obeying the gospel, we invite you to come and be in contact with us. If you're listening on the internet, if you're here tonight and you have any specific needs you'd like to express, come forward now as we stand in unity and sing.